You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. A U.S. Supreme Court decision today has swept away Nevada's monopoly on legal sports betting. The 6-3 decision means states can opt to legalize sports betting and enjoy the tax benefits. With us now is State Representative Robert Kosowski, a Democrat from Michigan's 16th House District. Representative, what was your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling?
Well, let me tell you, it's a great day for Michigan residents because finally we can be on the same par as Nevada, and people that like sports betting may have that chance.
Tell us why you believe this could be good for Michigan.
Well, you know, a lot of people are already gambling. They do it illegally right now. They can go on their phone and go out of any offshore account while the state is not receiving any money. Is it all about money? No, but it sure will help when we don't have to raise our taxes, registration fees. We can fix our roads and not go back to our residents.
Now, I know there are some bills circulating in the legislature about this, including yours. I'm wondering, what was it that first brought this, put this on your radar screen?
Well, honestly, it was to have a solution. When I came to Lansing, you know, 5.5 years ago, I wanted to have an answer for anything that I was going to introduce. I have 152 bills introduced right now, and this was one of them. And I thought it was a pot of money thinking outside the box to regulate sports gambling, which has a lot of effects. I mean, right now, there's no awareness programs with the sports betting. We can have people go to the casinos, bet on sports, and if they are recognized as a problem, people can help them. Plus, tourism is just going to go off the charts with this, the restaurants, the hotels. It's going to be a destination point.
In a nutshell, what would the bills that are circulating, including yours, what would they do?
So the main component of this bill is to allow sports betting to take place in brick-and-mortar locations, which are casinos. That includes the tribal casinos as well. We have some work to do with them on this. But, you know, it allows people to go in there and bet on their favorite team and don't have to go through the black market.
Now, do you expect any movement on these bills now that the Supreme Court has ruled?
I do. Brant Eyden, who's the Reg Reform Chairman, he has informed me that we're going to take another hearing in this. We already had one. I'm pretty sure that all leadership's on board with this. I mean, it makes perfect sense to help raise money instead of letting, you know, the black market get it.
And let's talk about the politics for a moment. Do you think you can get enough support from Republicans and your fellow Democrats to pass any of these measures?
I think so, and I'll tell you why. Because if you look and if a conservative person says, no, gambling is wrong, then I say let's blow everything up. I say let's say no more lottery, which goes to our schools. I say no more bingos, which helps nonprofits. You know, why shouldn't you be able to bet on your favorite sports team when you can go and spend as much as you want on a 3 or 4-digit number that's gambling?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, would voters not then have to approve any expansion of gambling per that constitutional amendment that passed in 2004, the one that allowed the three Detroit casinos?
It's actually a great question, and I feel, and I'm not an attorney, but I feel that it says that the brick-and-mortar places are allowed, the three Detroit casinos are allowed to have gambling. It doesn't specify what type of gambling. So I think, sure, I think they can maybe go for it right now.
So what do you say to people listening to us who just don't believe gambling is an appropriate solution to our budget woes?
So, you know, I agree to them to a point. But then if we want to do that, as I said earlier, let's just stop all gambling. Let's not allow a bingo. Let's not have these appeal stickers that you can get, you know, on the lottery. Let's not have scratch-offs. I mean, every gas station you walk into, you see 50 different kinds of scratch-offs. I think that's more troublesome than sports gambling, because sports gambling, there is some skill involved. Scratching off an instant ticket, there's no skill involved in that.
Democrat Robert Kosowski represents the city of Wayne and part of Westland in the State House. Representative, thanks for being with us today, reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court decision that means states can opt to legalize sports betting.
Awesome. Thank you.